Mountains festivals. How many of you caught these guys last time around? Excellent. Lots of new fans in the crowd. Love it. It is a seated show, so if you do want to stand up, make sure you move to the back or to the sides just so everyone can see. Now, Abigail Washburn and Kai Welch, absolutely amazing performers. Abigail, a great clawhammer banjo player based in Nashville, teaming up with Kai Welch, amazing instrumentalist, multi-instrumentalist. Please make them very welcome, Abigail Washburn and Kai Welch.
Can't you hear all the times and all the times sending away? gonna show your freedom now.
So wonderful to be here. Looking at the list of artists that are here, it's such an honor to be one of them. Kind of blows my mind. And so thank you so, so much for having us and to all the people that made it possible for us to get to this stage today, including you. So thank you so much for having us. And I'm gonna try and find out what time we'd love to meet you. Apparently we get to stand somewhere and say hello and sign CDs. I don't know when it is actually, unfortunately, but it's sometime and it's in the book somewhere. So dang it, this is one of these moments where I wish I could remember. And this is the title track of the record Kai and I made a few years ago together called City of Refuge. And we'll be performing tomorrow, a performance and a workshop. So come hang out again. Thank you. Rome Adelaide. Together one more time, Abigail Washburn and Kai Welch. Woo! We're signing in about 45 minutes. You can find them at the CD signing tent and buy their CDs and meet them and say hi in about 45 minutes.
With you at Rome Adelaide. We got asked to be here about a year ago, and since then, I must have eaten something bad because I got real bloated. Wow, 6 months in. Bust one out my downstairs pretty soon.
That is one way to put it. That is not actually an American colloquialism. I've never heard that before. She is going to bust one out her downstairs.
Some original language right there. Just didn't want to say the wrong thing, and downstairs, thank God, came to my mind.
It's a family festival.
Oh. Have you guys, I have to say, this is a really beautiful moment, not just because we get to stand here and play music for you, but because it feels so good to be sitting here under these beautiful trees in the shade and have the sun going down. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were speculating about these trees earlier. These things must be decades old. Incredible. Definitely older than me. This next song is a song about moving on. It's called Chains. Stare right through his youthful face.
two new songs I kind of wrote. Now we're going to take it back to the roots, back to 1938. This is a song that was recorded on a porch in Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. Not so different from, I don't know, one of your stores. Probably not as pretty though. Dang it. This was recorded on a porch, so we're just going to pretend we're singing it like it's on a porch. Trumpet and voice. And maybe you'll snap along, and if you catch on to the words, please sing along. It's called Keys to the Kingdom.
Everywhere I go, I got the keys.
To go home.
I think it's the law is the only reason so far.
Speaking of immigration, so I've been studying Chinese for 16 years, and I love it. I love the language and the culture, and I go there on tour. I've been there 14 times touring. And there was this one time when I had no idea I was going to be a musician. I was training to be a lawyer, and I was working as a lobbyist in a legislature of a small town in Vermont, the Vermont state capital. And I got to the point where I was really missing China while I was there, and so I went looking for Chinese friends, and I ended up finding some at the local Chinese restaurant at the China Star. And I got to know the guys that worked there. There were 7 of them. And they all came to America for the same reason, which was to earn money to send back to their families, hoping that someday their families would be able to come to America to be with them and live some kind of different life, some kind of better life, they were hoping. And there was this one guy in the bunch who was having a particularly hard time with his English, so I told him to come over to my house once a week and we'd work on it. And he showed up at my door this one week, and I opened it and he was crying. And I said, "Need some more shirt. What's wrong?" And he said, "Nizikamba." And he held out a letter to me. And I opened the letter, and it was from his wife back in Fujian province. And it said, "You've been in America for 4 years now. I'm afraid you're never coming back to China. I'm afraid my child and I are never going to be able to go to America to be with you. We're going to start a new life without you. This is the end." So his whole reason for coming to America was gone. This is called Dreams of Nectar, in honor of him and everybody who's looking for a better life tomorrow. The first day I stepped foot in this fair country, border man and took my papers, told me I would be free. Border man took my papers, told me I was now free. Walking out into the open air, well, what did I see? Birds flying on a west wind, soaring home for me. Opened up my mama's suitcase, saw the holes in my shoes, kicked off my old home soil, knowing I kicked off that dried up soil, knowing I couldn't difference.
the dark and the light. Weary eyes don't see the difference between the dark and the light.
Starlit night, smell of rain,
but the taste stacked up in the air grew thin. Gravity pulling me down and pushing from the bed till my feet hit the floor. I dreamt I was running through a field of fog. The shadows in my tracks, but I ain't looking back at the rest of you. Going to bring out a dear friend of ours. In fact, you might say he's our best friend. And he's got big curly hair and he plays the drums. His name's Jamie Dick and he's on his way. We're going to take you to the Sichuan province of China right now. I'm going to do a traditional Chinese song in a very non-traditional way. And well, it's a song about the sun coming up, which is kind of antithetical to what's going on right now. But
nice word.
Thank you.
This is called 太阳出来夕阳洋. That means the sun has come out and we're so happy. And I agree with Sosie and that big word he used, that perhaps
It's nice that the sun's going down, but some days, you can imagine, you really wish the sun was coming out. So let's just pretend it's one of those days. And the people who live in Sichuan province, especially in the Chengdu Basin, in the basin there, they're stuck under the clouds most of the year. So when the sun comes out, they freak out and they sing this song. So I learned it from an old lady named Old Lady Wang, Lao Wang, in 1996, and she taught me all the arm gestures. And she said, whenever you sing the song, you must use the arm gestures. And I didn't believe her. So one time I was in Beijing and I was in a cab, and the guy saw my banjo in the back, the taxi driver saw my banjo in the back, and he said, Ni hui gao yin yue ma? You can sing, you can play music? And I said, wo hui, wo hui? And he said, can you do any Chinese songs? Hui zhongguo ge qi na? And I said, well, in fact, I can, yes. And I started singing the song. And the guy literally looks at me, pulls the car over to the side of the road, comes around to the passenger side door, opens it up, tells me to get out, and he looks at me, stares me down, and he says, you can't do that song without arm gestures. So I've learned my lesson. I will do the arm gestures for you. The banjo. we call that lonesome.
I call that a lot of closet banjo players out there.
In fact, I know we have the national banjo champion, Trev Warner, somewhere out there. We went to dinner with him last night. Did you guys even know you have an Australia national banjo champion? You didn't know that? Oh man, you guys gotta get hip to banjo stuff.
He's from right here in Adelaide, your very own, Trev Warner.
Yeah, woo! Come on, give him a hand! In fact, I have a feeling you guys are so, you know, you have this repressed love for the banjo that I hopefully you're discovering right now. Everyone needs a banjo t-shirt. It's pretty sweet, isn't it? It's kind of communist kitsch. It's a banjo flag. It's super, super, super hip. You probably can't see it way back there, but it's stunning.
We know you guys didn't come.
We have a bunch of those.
We know you didn't come for the infomercial, so we're gonna play another song. It's a brand new song. This will be the first time we've performed it, especially in front of a crowd this big. We've performed it for our friends.
God, you're making me nervous.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
We have some friends that just got engaged, and we just found out, so we're gonna send this out to Mika and Pato.
This song is called "Coming Back to You."
Thank you.
you guys so much. We love you, Pato and Meeks.
Have you all heard the cello banjo before? That was probably a dumb question. I don't know. You probably have, but you won't admit it. Oh, you really haven't. So here it comes. First time I picked up this instrument, I knew this song just came tumbling out. It's called Bring My Queen. Thank you. throwback again to old school gospel here. I lost my grandma. She turned 90 last year. She told me for 10 years since she was 80, she said, "I'm not going to live past 90, honey." And I didn't believe her. And then the day after her 90th birthday, she just laid down and didn't wake up. Kind of think that's the way to go. But she came to all my shows when I was in the Chicago area. And whenever she was sitting out in the crowd, it would be in the theater or a small club, wherever it was, it didn't matter. And if we got to near the last song and I hadn't done this one, all of a sudden from the middle of the theater, I'd hear, "Abigail, you haven't played my song yet." So I try not to ever not play her song. This is her song. This is called His Eye is on the Sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows fall? And why should my heart
Abigail Washburn, everybody.